Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Today is Friday, February 1st, 2019, and you know what that means. It's time to figure out why you can't fall in love. This is Kristen, your matchmaker in your head, here to help you get your dating life together and have some fun along the way. Let's get right into our first segment, which is Ask Kristen. This week's dating question comes from Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. She says, I can't seem to find someone, period. Oh, poor baby. I've kept my standards high and have gone very low at times. No, don't do that. No matter what I do, I end up dating men who dump me only to get engaged or impregnate the next woman he meets. Oh, is it me or am I just looking in all the wrong places? So, look. You know what, let's just jump into this. To answer your question, it might be a mix of both. So let's start off with the wrong places, okay? So yeah, you really might be looking for love in all the wrong places. It really might be that. There's a lot of clients who come to me and I always ask them, where are they looking for someone? Are they putting thought into that? Because there's a difference between, you know, going out with your friends, going to a bar, going to a club, getting dressed up. And this is also for men and women, by the way. There's a difference between that and picking your favorite bar, you know, rolling up there with your friends, going up there with like six of them, you know, kind of being intimidating, all of that, and not really being strategic about trying to find someone today. I always say that that's really not being strategic about finding someone of quality to date. So let me correct myself. Yes, you can find someone to date, but if you're looking for someone of quality, if you are actually actively looking, you have to put some thought behind it. So as far as looking for everything in the wrong places, that was my first question. Where are you looking? So let's talk about suggestions. Okay. excuse me for coughing, y'all. The first thing is, as when it comes to bars, clubs, and lounges, right? There's really, especially for our age group, because I am speaking to the millennial generation in general, some of us have family, some of us have kids, some of us are single, some of us are in relationships, whatever. But for the most part, you know, we're still at the age where, you know, if we want to go out and have a drink, we will. Some of us do it more often than others. Some of us don't. That's not the whole point of this. But beyond that, everyone has, like, you know, a favorite bar or area in their city that they want to go to or whatever. My thing about that is, again, yes, you can find someone to date that way, but if you are actively looking right now of someone quality to actually meet, to actually bring into your life, then again, be strategic. So if you like to go to bars, clubs, and lounges, that is your thing, pick bars, clubs, and lounges in an area of town that has the type of people that you would like to meet. I know in Houston particularly, we have areas that are more so the hippie areas. We have areas where there's a lot of universities around, so there's going to be a lot of students, whether they're in undergrad or graduate school or they're professors, you know, or whatever that may be. So with that being said, you have to pick exactly where these bars, clubs, and lounges are to begin to be around people who have the basic, who most likely have the basic things that you are looking for. And I'm hoping you know what those things are. But beyond that, you know, for example, if you are looking for someone who is a doctor, you know, quote unquote, then I would tell you, if you were one of my clients in Houston, especially if you were someone who wasn't really used to dating or putting yourself out there or something like that, for you to maybe pick a bar in the medical district to go to around happy hour, or grab some lunch at the bar by yourself. You know what I mean? Around the medical district, as well. Just start putting yourself in the spaces where you know that you're able or have a better chance, I'll say that, of meeting the type of person that you want to meet. Again, that is for men as well. My second point that I want to make is on something that you said. You said, "I kept my standards high and have gone very low at times." Stop doing that. That is for everybody. Man, woman, I don't care. Stop messing with your standards, okay? Excuse me, y'all. I'm so sorry. But for real, stop messing with your standards. What we don't want to do is mess with the energy that we want to bring out, so we're able to start attracting the people that we want. Beyond, of course, aiming to be mentally stable, emotionally stable, financially, personally, all of that. What we also want to do is really emote these things that, of course, we're not desperate, we're confident, we have really great self-esteem, we love ourselves, all of those things. And when you start messing with your standards, what that means is that you're also messing with how you think about yourself, right? Because what we do as people is we accept the things that we think we deserve. So, what do you deserve? What do you know you deserve? What do you feel you deserve? One, only accept those things. Two, and do nothing less than that. Three, there you go, right? What we don't want to do is mess with the energy that we're bringing out. Unhealthy attracts unhealthy, and healthy attracts healthy. Okay, always remember that. Unhealthy attracts unhealthy, healthy attracts healthy. Part of being healthy is knowing what you bring to the table, knowing what you want out of a partner, and accepting nothing less, right? Now, what I'm not talking about is wanting, is being someone, who is who has a good job but also only want to date millionaires. That's not what I'm talking about. Okay, I'm talking about more so, if you don't have children and you don't want to date someone who has children, really, that's okay because you don't have to. Or if you have a degree and you prefer to date someone who has a degree, if that is your preference, that is perfectly fine because you bring that to the table. And let's go a little bit deeper. If you have addressed past traumas, you are working on your mental health and you only want to accept someone who is working on that as well, that is perfectly fine. We can even go down to the basics of, I have a really good job where, yes, I don't make a crazy ton of money, but I'm able to pay my bills, and after that, at least do a little something for myself or whatever. I at least want someone who's in that same bracket. So, we don't really have any issues. Again, that is perfectly fine. What we don't want to do, people, what we don't want to do is change our standards. Do not change our standards. Understand you are allowed to accept what you bring to the table. And again, unhealthy attracts unhealthy. Healthy attracts healthy. Okay? We only accept the things that we think we deserve. So always be aware of what you're accepting and be even more aware of what you know that you deserve. Okay? Oh, excuse me for coughing again, you guys, but that is it for this week's segment of Ask Kristen. We're going to take a little break and then we will be back at it. All right. Are you ready for a serious relationship but tired of going out to find someone and using dating apps? Cream and Chocolate Matches gets it. Cream and Chocolate Matches is the only matchmaking service in Houston that's specifically for millennials. So they understand what dating is like for you and are able to find your mate while you handle life. So go to creamandchocolatematches.com to learn more about their exclusive and free membership. Again, that's creamandchocolatematches.com. Cream spelled CREME, the word and, chocolate spelled CHOCOLIT.com. And let's get back to the show. All right, you guys, we are back. Okay, so let's jump into the next section, which is the dating tip of the week. Okay, this is specifically quote unquote for men, I mean for women, my bad, but also men can use it no matter who you are. It's just really the way that you present it. So this week's dating tip is how to shoot your shot. So again, I thought of this, first of all, I've always used it. One, I've always told my friends about it, and it's always worked, and it's always worked for me. And two, I told my friends about it. Three, when I tell my clients about it, they use it, and they're just like, okay, I did not know this was gonna work so well. So I thought I would definitely start off, why can't I fall in love with this dating tip of the week. So when we take, you know, the advice from the dating question earlier, and we are putting ourselves in different spaces to meet people who are into the things that we're into, like the things that we like, you know, have the qualities that we're looking for. Sometimes you have to put yourself out there, okay? And I am talking to the women about that because men regularly come up to women all the time. But if you are a woman and you're going out, or you are taking my advice, like I said, and going to that happy hour near the medical district, or going to that little restaurant that, you know, all of the law students or something go to during lunch or whatever, whatever it is that you're choosing, when you go, if you want to shoot your shot, ladies, there's a way to do it without being harshly rejected, and really avoiding rejection at all, but also presenting yourself as open and available without being desperate and clingy and coming off too strong. Because what we also understand, even though we would love a world where women could just walk up to men and be like, hey sexy, give me that number, hey, let me see that ass, and men respond to that in a way that's not like what, then, you know, it would be awesome. But we're also not even in a place where a woman can walk up to a man and really just present this really strong, confident aura, and she's received in this way that's not, you know, or you know, overbearing. What the hell was but whatever. But you know, it's just, we're not in that world. So this helps you avoid, like I said, looking overconfident, you know, if you want to say that word or whatever, but also avoiding rejection. What you can do, let's say you are at the bar and you see, you know, your Jay Ellis across the room, your Idris Elba, whoever it is, okay, your Ryan Gosling, whoever you see across the bar, let's say you do see him, right? And the first thing is to, one, make eye contact, okay? Make eye contact, all right? You don't have to, like, don't stare him down. Same thing for men. Start making eye contact or whatever. And again, this tip can be used for men and women. But the thing is to make eye contact, right? Let them know that, hey, I see you. Hey, I'm looking at you, like, you know, like, I know, I'm noticing you. Begin to make eye contact, right? So again, not staring them down. So let's turn back around. Now, this also works if you are going somewhere with like a group of women or men, because the one thing that someone really doesn't want to do, and it also takes a lot of confidence to do, is to walk up to someone when they're around a group of people, and that's men or women, right? Because if rejection happens, we don't want to get rejected in front of our, in front of, you know, a table or a group of people that we don't know, and we don't know how they're going to react or whatever. So what this is going to allow you to do is separate yourself from your pack, right? And also put yourself in a space where you're not necessarily like introducing yourself and asking for their number. What you're doing, once you make eye contact and then a little bit later make eye contact with them again, you are going to go up to them, but you're not going to go, oh, did I just burp? I'm sorry. But you're not going to go up to them to, again, ask for the number. What you're doing is you're going up to them to be like, hey, I see you, and making it official that I see you. So what'll happen is you're gonna, when you walk up to them, you go up to them and you compliment them. I always say compliment them. Be like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, you look really, really cute tonight, or you're looking really beautiful tonight, or whatever you want to say. But I'll leave you to the rest of your evening. But I just wanted to say that to you, so you have a great night. Now, what that, and then you walk away, right? So after we've complimented and we've walked away, what that does is it allows you to escape rejection, but it also allows for the person to, if that person is available, if they are single and if they are feeling you as well, it allows them to, stop you or come back up to you and be like, hey, what's your name? And also, if they're not available or if they're not feeling you the way that you're feeling them, all you did was give a compliment and you walked away, right? We didn't put ourselves like quote unquote out there, but we put ourselves out there enough to be like, hey, I'm open and available. And if you are the same, catch me. And about 9.9 times out of 10, that person is going to catch you, and they're going to stop you, and they're going to ask you their name and all of that. And that's 9.9 out of 10 if they're interested. There we go. And again, the point is, if they're not interested, you get to avoid rejection because you didn't just flat out ask for a number. What this is also going to do is open up a lane for conversation, right? What I tell my clients is start aiming for like real conversations before you exchange numbers, because what we don't want to do is waste time. We don't want to give our number to someone who is a who we're putting as a placeholder, especially if you are trying to actively date. We don't want to give our number to someone who we actually can't have good conversation with. What is the point of trading phone numbers to text or talk if you don't know, or if this person doesn't have good conversation? That doesn't make sense. So it just opens up everything again to avoid rejection, but also on top of that, for them to, or for you to start an actual conversation if they stop you to, to start up a conversation or ask your name or whatever. So that is my dating tip of the week. When you go out, make some eye contact, drop your balls, whether you are a man or a woman. If you are a woman, warm up your clit or whatever, and walk across to them, to the person that you think is cute. Again, you're Jay Ellis, you're Idris Elba, you're Ryan Gosling. For women, for men, you're Zoe Saldana, you're Rihanna, you're Beyonce, whatever, whoever it may be. Give them a compliment, a very genuine, respectful compliment, okay? And say, but I will leave you to the rest of your night. I just really wanted to let you know that. And then walk away. If they're interested, they're going to stop you, start a conversation, see if you actually like this person, see if you have good conversation with this person. And if you do, that's when you exchange contact numbers. And again, if they don't come up to you, you avoid a rejection, no harm, no foul. You gave a compliment to someone and they felt good about it. So let me know if you use that. And if so, what happens? Did it work for you? Did it not work for you? I definitely want to know. And that is for men and women. So, yeah. And that is it for this week's segment of Dating Tip of the Week. Let's go ahead and get to the last segment and then end the show. This episode is sponsored by Cream and Chocolate Matches, the only dating service for single, high-caliber millennials in Houston, Texas. If you're between the ages 25 to 36, single, a leader in your industry, and ready for a serious relationship, go to the Cream and Chocolate Matches website. That's creamandchocolatematches.com, and click the Become a Member tab to learn more about the qualifications for their free and exclusive membership. Again, that's creamandchocolatematches.com. Now, let's get back to the show. All right, you guys, it's the last segment of the show, Kristen Celebrity Corner, Triple C. That's cute, huh? But whatever. This week, okay, we are going to talk about Cardi B and Offset officially getting back together. TMZ reported it today that Cardi B has officially called off the divorce and they are really getting back together and working on their marriage and are still married and all that good stuff. Now, my take on it, because that's what this is about, right? My take on it. Yeah. If Cardi or Offset were not celebrities, and if either one of them were my clients, or, forget that, my clients, my friend, right? And I would obviously tell my friend if Offset was cheating, and then the way that he tried to get her back, which I low key think is a little bit crazy. But anyway, I would tell them to leave them. 100% down to the wire, leave, run far away, run Forrest, run, don't look back, all of that. Just keep swimming, whatever it is, just keep on going and do not look back. However, right, the thing about this, and I think a lot of people who like Cardi, and I am one of those people who likes Cardi. I won't say that I'm like a stan or anything, but a lot of people who do like Cardi, and most of us, for the celebrities or musicians or actors that, we're interested in their careers and we like their music and all of that, I would hope that we want the best for them as people. So, of course, I want her to have someone who truly does love her, appreciates her, and has treated her like the queen that she is from the very beginning. But life has happened, and we all know that that's not exactly what that was not their path, right? And beyond all of that, what I also know that I don't know is I don't know that kind of money, and I also don't know what it's like to have accounts with that kind of money linked, contracts like. The contract that they have signed with business deals and all this other stuff. So I'm also very cognizant of the fact that they are not only partners in life and love, but business partners as well. They've done songs together and stuff like that. So I can imagine that divorcing is a bit more complicated when it ain't that much, in your bank account and all this stuff. And beyond that, Cardi is young. And the thing that we always want around her age, especially, and I can't imagine the type of attachment that you have, especially when your child is very, very young, to your baby father and all of that. We want things to work out with the man that we love. We want him to change, and we're hoping that our love is going to be the one to change him. And sometimes that's just not really possible, and that's simply because what has to happen is, man or woman, if you're in that situation, your partner has to want to change. Your partner has to be the one who wants to stop cheating on you, who wants to consistently treat you with respect, who wants to consistently, make everyone else aware that they are in a committed relationship. I'm not necessarily, saying, yell like I'm in a serious relationship from the top of like the rooftops or anything, but if someone comes up to them, just be, saying no instead of saying yes, or whatever. Just being very respectful, and I obviously want that for everyone. But again, I'm also aware that there's a lot more to their relationship that I don't know, and that most of us on this earth will never know about. So my take on them, getting together, of course, as a matchmaker and then also as a black woman, I want better for her. Of course, I feel like there is better for her out there. And obviously she loves Offset. We've heard, her on Instagram talking about his penis and all that, and whatever else. But at the same time, it's not like she ugly. And then on top of that, sis is very successful. So there's plenty of men. There are plenty of men who would love to treat Cardi with respect, and then disrespect her when she won't beyond that, but would really love to treat her, with the kindness and the love and respect that she deserves. So if it's Offset, if she, since not if, since it is Offset, since she is staying with her baby's father, her husband, all of that, and let's talk about that. This also is not just her boyfriend, right? Not anymore. This is her husband. So beyond us not understanding the insides of their relationship, beyond us not understanding, how the financial ties that are present in their relationship and all of that, what else that we don't, that we can't really understand is her tie to her husband, and even for people who are married, and they do understand loving someone, and loving them enough to want to spend the rest of their life with them. The type of love that you have for your partner is very special. It's between the both of you all. So we don't know the type of conversations that they've had. We don't know, the types of ways that, he has been there for her as a husband. And we really don't know. So I'm not gonna say I hope that they get divorced. What I'll say is that I hope that Offset really does understand, not just necessarily who he has with Cardi, but that he more so understands what being a good husband is, what being a good partner is, and starts to exhibit those traits, right? What Cardi can do for herself is make her own money. She has the ability to and has been completely independent even before she became this huge female female rap star and all this stuff. She's always been a hustler. She's always done for herself. She's on top of that done for other people. And even if this man leaves, she's going to continue to make money. She's going to continue to, get bags and all of that. So I know that it's not about that. I know that it's about their connection and her also maturing to a certain point where she can really figure out what she needs, and what her needs are in a relationship, especially her needs where she's at in this point in her life. Because again, like I was saying, what she doesn't need is, what she don't need is a man with money. Obviously it's great for her to have a man with money so that way she's not taking care of him, but she doesn't need a man to take care of her, So it really is at this point about love and respect and just someone being there to really make her happy. So that is what I'm hoping that he does for her and he continues to do for her and he's consistent with it. And I really just wish the nothing but the best for her. I'm not gonna, sit here and lie and be like, I love the marriage, but I do want it to be successful because I do want them to be happy. And I also understand that divorce is very hard and it sucks. So I don't wish that up on anyone. So I really do hope that they work it out and that they continue to grow as a couple and as adults into a relationship that is mature and stable and one that can be a really great example for their daughter culture. But that is it, you guys, for this week's take on Kristen's Celebrity Corner. I'm going to end the show. Oh, excuse me. Again, don't forget to subscribe to Why Can't I Fall in Love on your podcast platform and follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Is That Kristen. Kristen spelled Christen. And also don't forget to follow Cream and Chocolate Matches on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find them all there. And last thing, if you'd like some dating advice, email me at Kristen at creamandchocolatematches.com with your question, and I just might answer it on the next show. But until next Friday, you all have a great week. And yeah, I hope one day you find love.
Stop hitting it so hard. Hub, you fucking up the rotation. Puff, puff, give. Puff, puff, give. Fucking up the rotation. You can get killed with somebody else.